Let us just quickly go over the last Gemara we had learned yesterday on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, on 7 lines from the bottom, 8 lines. Nis'alvoloi domim bedomim b'matones ha'achoynes. What is the halacha if it he had was mazeh from the dam ha'por achas l'maylo, and now it became ma'uriv, the dam ha'por with the dam ha'soil. Sovar ha'pope kamei derover l'meima. So that means you still have to be mazeh the sheva l'mata of the por, and you have to be mazeh the achas l'maylo v'sheva l'mata of the soil. Sovar ha'pope kamei derover l'meima. Noisein sheva l'mata l'shem por l'shem soil. So Rav Papa wanted to say, you'll be mazeh sheva lamata, and since there's a taruvis of dam hapor and dam hasoyer in this dam, so in one shot you'll be mekayim the sheva lamata l'shem por and the sheva lamata l'shem soyer. And then it'll be nois and achas l'maylo l'shem soyer. Omale Rove atashte korulon tipshoi. Till now, Abirim ye called us tipshin. Bahashte tipshoi de tipshoi. The kamrinan lohu v'loi gemiru. They taught us something and we still don't learn. He says, what you said doesn't make any sense whatsoever. V'koyoiv mato de soyer mikame malo de soyer. How could you be maze the sheva lamat of the soyer before he's maze the malo de soyer? The Torah said, first be maze achas lamaylo, and then the sheva lamata. So how could you do such a thing? Elo omarove noisein sheva lamato l'shem po. So Rove said, what you do, you first you make sheva lamato l'shem po. You're not mechaven to be yoitze the lamata of soil, and it's shaloi bismanoi tzarich kavone. You're not mechaven, so therefore you only yoitze the sheva lamata l'shem po. V'chayze v'noise nachas lamaylo v'sheva lamata l'shem soil, and then you chayze v'noise the nachas lamaylo v'sheva lamata l'shem soil. Let us see Taisvis. Ella Omarove Noisein Sheva the Tap Taisvis on the Zanamid Base. Ella Omarove Noisein Sheva Lemato Lishem Po. Pachoiseve Noisein Achas Lemailo for the Lishem Soyer and Sheva Lemato for the Soyer. So Taisvis says the Oilin Ein Mevatlin Zeze. Well, there's later a tumul. Machlekes Tanoim, the Yadua, the Dam HaPor, Merube Midam HaSoyer. So why doesn't the Dam HaSoyer become bottle? So Rabbi Yud holds me, Beminilei bottle, the Chachamim hold, Oile Ne Mevatlum Zeh Zeh. Dvorim Oile Mala Mizbeach, are not Mevatl Zeh Zeh. So Memele, so you have here the Dam HaSoyer, so later you'll be Mazeh the Dam HaSoyer. V'loidom Iloho Disnam Beperik HaTaruvis. Hanitin in lemaylo shenis alvo benitin in lematom. There, the Mishnah says as follows. What if you had, you got mixed up, let's say, dam chatos got meuriv with dam oilo. Dam chatos is nitin lemaylo mechutasikra. Then the kronis, dam oilo is nitin lemato mechutasikra. The sviru la rabbonon de rabbelezer. So rabbelezer says that you could be, you give them atonis lamaylo, and the dam oilo is kemayim. Then you give them atonis lamato, and the dam chatos is kemayim. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. And the Chachamim say, the svirul rabbonon de Rabbi Lezer, You can't use this dam, because you can't take dam that's mekaymoy lemato and mizayriket lemaylo. That's what the Rabbanu Drabbelezer says. So therefore, you can't use this dam whatsoever. So now Taisvus has a kasha. So Taisvus has a kasha over here where he was zayrik by the dam hapor achas lemaylo. Now he hears dam hapor achas lamato, and then so he takes the dam hapor and lamaisa later he's going to be zayriket lamaila with the dam hasoyer. So he's taking dam hapor, which the whole din zrik is only lamato, and there's going to be and he's going to be mazel lamaila. Yesh loyma. So how does this stem with the chachamim? The yesh loyma the shani hoche. Nehei da hashta la acher shenosan lemaila de pa. Even though now, after he was mazah de lemaila de po, havalei nitnin lemaila shenisalva benitna lemata. Now the dama po is nitin lemata. And later you go in it says nisarev nitnin lemata benitnin lemaila. Mikomokim kivin de mikore heim shovin bematanaisayim. But since before he was mazel lemailo, so then the damapo was nitin lemailo lemato. So therefore, kiven de mikore hein shavim b'matnoisayim afilu rabbonu de rabbeleza moidahochi de yitin lemailo. So here it is, yit nitin lemailo v'rayani damapo lemailo ki ilu humayim. So Taisvus seems to be saying that the whole cloud of nitin lamato, you can't be mazel lamaylo, that's after something that was only nitin lamato. You can't, if you have mu'uriv dam oila with dam chatos, I can't take this taruvis and be nice in lamato, because I'm taking dam, which is miyuchid lamato lamaylo. You can't do such a thing, that's what the Rabbanon hold. But over here, before he was mazel, the dam shel po lamaylo, so the dam shel po was also nitin lamaylo. The Gadi was mazah already the dam shel po lemailo. So now the whole din the scene of the dam shel po is lemato. So Taisvus says here it doesn't matter. The kavonis of Taisvus is as follows: that the emison dam apol is nitin lemailo lemato, dam asoyer is nitin lemailo lemato. Now that you're not mazah lemailo anymore, it's not because the dam is not nitin lemailo. It's davet nitin lemaila lamato also, but since I was mazel lemaila, I don't have to be mazel anymore lemaila. About kaponim, that's the problem what Taisvus says. Since before the hazor, it was nitin lemaila, so this came on it's after the hazor, but it doesn't, dam hapor has, it's posich besoichai, it has dinim of lemaila lamato. So dam that is dinim of lemaila lamato, you could be mazel lemaila lamato. Back to me, that's pshat and Taisvus. And be'emesin, I really don't understand the lashon of Taisvus. Taisvus seems to be asking that you're mazed dam lemato belemailo. I mean, now it's not, there's no din lemato either now. Now there's no din bechlal on the damapo. There's no din lemato, there's no din lemailo. Why is it called now, when you're mazel lemailo, the problem, Taisvus asking Gakasha, how could you be mazel lemailo? By the dam asoyer, you have dam that's nitin lamata, the dam apo. The etzim now the dam is not nitin lamata either. You are mazed already lamata. So why, I don't understand really why Taisvus calls it nitin lamata. If you look before the hazor, so before the hazor is nitin lamaila also. If you look after the two hazoys, now it's not nitin at all. So I don't understand why Taisvus calls it nitin lamata in its mogev, it's something that's nitin lamaila. But I think more or less that is what Taisvus means to say. That Betzim Dama Por is considered Nitin Lamailo Lamato. The Gvur Sari does not agree with Taisvus, doesn't understand Taisvus Teretz. The Gvur Sari says a Poshet to Teretz on Taisvus Kasha. The Gvur Sari says the whole din of Nitin Lamailo Lamato is by the Tzir of the Gemara. You have a Chatos and an Oilo. So the Chatos is a certain Mokim on the Mizbeh. Its Mokim is on the Kronis. The oil is a certain mokim on the mizbeach. That's tachas chutasikra. Each one has a mokim
He's in his amokim on the mizbech, so he's not allowed to take dam. That mekaymoy is lemato shal mizbech and bizerik in lemayla. That is what the chachamim hold. But he says, when we're speaking about the dam apor, the dam asoy achas lemayla v'sheva lemato, so lalach according to the chachamim, it doesn't have to be negeya bechlal loy lemayla v'loy lemato. Doesn't have to touch the paroiches. Snapshot, this is a mokim on the paroiches lamaila. This is a mokim on the paroiches lamata. Okay, it doesn't have any mokim whatsoever. It's the oifen hazoya when you're mazel lamaila, so the gavyoda is lamata. He's holding his hand, the bottom of, is the gavyoda is lamata, and he's zoyrik lamaila. Here he's zoyrik lamata. But there's no mokim whatsoever. There's no miyuchidike mokim. Lamailo Lamat is only a seder in the oifen hazoya. His hand should be held bishas hazoya. But he says this, but Samuel has no shaykhis whatsoever with the chachamim of Rabbi Lezer. The chachamim of Rabbi Lezer speaking about dam that has its mokim on the mizbeit, so you're not allowed to put it in a different mokim. But here the dam hazoya lamailo lamat is no mokim whatsoever. This doesn't have a mokim on the poroiches. Doesn't have any mokim. There's only a seder that your hand should be facing b'shas hazoya, so there's no shaykhis at all. That's how the Gvura Sari wants to emphasize with kash. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nis'arvu loy koisais b'koisais. A new case. It's speaking about over here, that it became ma'urev. Rashi learns it speaking about in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Lusitasis learns it speaking about in the Hegel. But speaking about as follows. That he has one kais was the Dam Hasoya. One kais is the Dam Apor. And now the Kohen Gadol couldn't figure out which kais is the Dam Apor and which kais is the Dam Hasoya. And now the Kohen Gadol is in hot water. Because the Seder is first you have to be Mazeh. The Dam Apor, and then Dam Asoya. Now he doesn't know which is called the Dam Apor, which is the Dam Apor, which is the Dam Asoya. Nis Avuloi Kaisis Bekaisis. Zok the Gemara, what do you do? Noisein, Bechaisa, Venoisein, Bechaisa, Venoisein, Shloisha Pomi. So you do three times, Achas Lamailo Vesheva Lamata. And what do you gain by doing it three times? Gevaldik. That means if you had Mazel, and the first time you had taken the Dam Apor, so Gevaldik. She maz the first the dam apor achas lamaylo v'sheva lamato. Then the other one is the dam hasoyer, and then the third one some of the garnish mit garnish. There was but you were yaitz already with the first two hazoyes. If lamaisi you didn't have mazi wash lamazel, and you first took the dam hasoyer, so the dam hasoyer you're not yaitz because the dam apor is makiv the dam hasoyer. So the first hazoyer is some of the garnish. You didn't do anything, but now I have so the second and third will be the kosher hazoyes. So you make three hazoyas, and either the first and second will be the kosher hazoyas, or the second and third will be the kosher hazoyas. Let us see Rashi. Koisais bekoisais, she'enei makir, eize kois shel par, ve'eize kois shel soyer. He's not makir, which is of the par, which is of the soyer. Is noisin v'choizel v'noisin v'choizel v'noisin v'chol avoyde v'avoyde noisin achas l'malo v'sheva l'mat v'minecho v'choizel v'noisin min ha'sheni v'choizel v'noisin min ha'rishin. Now he does the first one the third time. The monavshech. Im rishin shol parhoyo v'sheni soyer yotza v'rishayne v'shniya. So he's yaitzu with the first two. V'irishin shol soyer hoyo if the first one was shol soyer v'arei hu kemoy she'enoy. So the first hazoye was garnish. Kidisanya par ma'akiv es ha'soyer. We learned the par is ma'akiv the soyer. Is yotze b'shniya b'shlishish. Then is yotze b'shniya b'shlishish. Shrei kodam par l'soyer. So because by the third hazoyer, which was the hazoyer of the soyer, there was kodam par l'soyer, v'chein b'heichel. So from Rashi, you see that our Gemara is speaking about in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and b'heichel will be the same thing. Let us see Taisvis. Noisin v'choizav v'noisin v'choizav v'noisin. Perish Rashi, v'chein behechel. Mashma da airi nami, v'nis'al v'koises b'koises, koidem shenosan lifnai v'lifnim. It's speaking about, also by the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'koshe, v'amrinu l'kamon b'pirkin, soyer sheshochtoi koidem matn domi shalpah. If you shechted the soyer before the matn domi shalpah, loy osav loy klum, So how is it shaykh to become nis'arev in the Kodesh Kadoshim, damapo v'damasoyer? You can't shech the soyer before you mazer the damapo. Eli yeshloimad le'ayri b'lefnai b'lefnim ela b'eichel. The Brahmi said this is a machlekes. I'm a yroim at this gemara. It's not going according to that amoyrim. Anach ha-shayla. Miktas domim nis'arvuloi u miktas domim loy nis'arvuloi. We had as follows. We had one kais damapo, one kais of damasoyer, and then somehow it became ma'uriv in a third kais midamapo and midamasoyer. How did this happen? But it happened. It became, so now you have three kaises. One is damapo, one is damasoyer, and one is damatarubis. So the Gemara, Pshita ki yoiv. Now, which one do you make the hazoyan? Mi vadoin yoiv. Yizicha make the hazoyah from the, one is adama po, one is adama soy. Yizicha make the hazoyah from the vadoin, from the dama po, from the dama soy. That's no shaila. You don't take the taruvis if you have two kaises. And they knew that this, the third kais was a kais shel taruvis, and these two are vadoim. So Yizicha make the hazoy from the vadoim. Miu, now what is the shaila? The shaila is as follows. What do you do with the dam in the third kais? Miu, hanach, shirayim havu, b'li yisoy dozli, is the third dam, Shirayim, li yisoy dozli, so memela you make a shvichas yisoy, or idulme dachuyin havi v'ozli la'ame. Or maybe the third kois is dachuy, v'ozli la'ame. Now I think we'll appreciate this gemara much better if we'll learn a beraisa further, and then we'll come back to this gemara. Let us just skip a few lines to the line after the base of the Bach, by the star. The Sanya. So we'll learn the Barais and then we'll come back to the Shaila of the Gemara. L'maylahu Aymer. It says as follows. It says there's two parshias, one next to the other. First it says, it's speaking about the soyer of Anosi. Anosi is chayvachatos, he brings a soyer. So it says, by the shvicha shirayim, ve'es domoy yishpoich. So he should be shayfach domoy. Ulamata huayma, right afterwards, it says, the next pasuk is speaking about achatos yochit, which is a seira. There it says, ve'es kol domo yishpoich. You should be shayfach all the dam. Very interesting. We're speaking about achatos of a nosi, it doesn't say you should be shayfach all the dam. And here it says you should be shayfach all the dam. So the machlokes tanoim, the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So the Tanakam says as follows: Minayin lechatos shekibel domo ba'arba kaises. What is the aloche? If a chatos, they were mekabel the dam in arba kaises, four kaises. There was dam in four kaises. V'nosan mizeh achas. So he went and took each kais. He gave a matone. The achatos needs a matone and dalat kones. So from each kais, he made a matone. Shekulon nishpochem li yisoy. So now the halacha is that all four kaises have a din of shirayim. And the shirayim are nishpach and the yisoy. That all four kaises have a din of shirayim. Talmud loima ve'es kol domo yishpoich. Kol Doma Yishpach. So Kol Doma Yishpach is telling us that that from all four cases get a din of Shirayim, and Yishpach all four cases, the rest Yishpach on the Yisayim. Yochel, afilu nosan arba matones me'achas mehem. What will be the din if he had four cases and he goes and makes all four matones from one case? So what's with the other three cases? Nothing was done with the other three cases. Talmud loyma ve'es domoy yishpoich. That's the first pasuk, not kol domoy. only the dam of the kais that the matanas were made out of. The other three kaises, no matanas were made out of them. So memele vezdoma yishbach hu nishbach li yisot vehein nishbachim la'amo. And the other three kaises is not in shirayim and then nishbach la'amo. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon Oymer minayin lechato shekibul domo ba'arba kaises v'nosan arba matonais me'echad mehem. Shekulon nishbachim li yisot. He holds by all four that afilu you gave Dalad Matonis from one kais, all the other three kaises also have a din of Shirayim and Yeshayfach liyusayt. Talmud loyme ves kol doma yishpach v'kel pekol is marba afilu when you didn't give any Matonis from the other three kaises. Afal pikein, there's a din of Shvicha Shirayim. Frag the Gemara la Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon oksiv es domo yishpach. So what do you do with the pasuk as domo yishpach? There's a case when you're not shayfich all the dam. What is that speaking about? Amar Ravashi lemuuti shirayim shebetzavo behemet. So the Meiri says pshat that this is speaking about that they were mekabel the dam kiluah, the dam that gushed out of the behemet. That's dam shanefesh yitzaboy. So that dam, there's dinei hazoya on the dam, so that dam, there's a din shirayim also. The dam on the tzava behemoth that runs out later, so that dam, there's no din matonis on that dam, so there's no din shvicha shirayim on that dam. So dom mo yishpach means the dam ki luach, is yishpach, that's running out. It's not Tam HaNefesh. It's not Tam HaNefesh, so Memele, so that is no din Shvicha Shirayim on that Tam. That is how Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon learns Pshat. V'kitzer, we have here a machloikas Tanoim, if l'chayre a kois, that there was no matone, that was nitein from this kais, is there a din shvicha shirayim on that kais? That is the machloikis. Now we're a baki. We have a machloikis at Tanakam Rab Lezer b'Rab Shimon. If he was memala four kaises, and he gave four matanas from the first kais, is there a din shvicha shirayim on the other three kaises? The Tanakam holds no, and Rab Lezer b'Rab Shimon says yes, there is a din shvicha shirayim. So this is the machloikis at Tanoi. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Nis'arvo miktsas domim nis'arvoloi u miktsas domim loy nis'arvoloi. Now let's go back to the previous Gemara. Here we're speaking about that he had three kaises. One kais was damapol, one kais was damasoyer, and one kais was nis'arvoloi became ma'urev damapol in damasoyer. And now you have three kaises over here. So the Gemara says, "Ki yohi." Now, for Klara Shaila, from which case will you make the achas lamaylo v'sheva lamato mivadoinyo? That's no Shaila. Yizicher, make the matonais from the vadoin, from the damapor and the damasoyer. What is the Shaila? Miu hanoch. But the third case that was a case of taruvis. You don't make a. You don't use this for Hazoya, the third kais. Miu hanoch shirayim havu. Does this third kais, which there was no zrike from this kais, is it shirayim? Vili yisoy dosli, aydul medduchuyin havi v'ozri lom. Or maybe this was dochuy, and therefore it goes la'am. Now, l'chayre, if you would ask us, now we're bikiyim. So we would say lechayre. It's a machloikis. The Tanakama, Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon. That's lechayre. They're machloikis. You have a case. You have a kois that a matone was not given from this kois. So is there a din of shvichas shirayim on this kois? Kol domoy. That's what Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon holds. Or no, domoy. Only the kois that there was matones were given from that kois. So then. The rest of the dam has a din of shirayim. The other kaises, it doesn't have a din of shirayim. That's what we would say. But the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara wants to say that this case has no shaykhis at all with the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakam. Omar Rapop, afilu lemanda Omar, kois echod oise chaveire shirayim. Afilu according to the man the Omar, that according to Rabbi Elazar Barab Shimon, that kois echod oise chaveire shirayim, hani mili heichi di boi lemesiv motziyoy. That means, in the case of Rabbi Elazar Barab Shimon, that means the other three cases were bareis rike. He could have given matonis from the other three cases. He didn't. He decided to give all four matonis from the first case. But the other three cases were a bareis rike. He could have given matonis from each case. So since each case is theoretically a bareis rike, so it has a din of shirayim. So it's called, that was nish. It wasn't nizrak. It was nisha. That's called shirayim. Avol hai, but over here, our third case is a case of taruvis. The boy lemeisev loy motziyov. If he wants to make a hazoya from this third case, he can. So this is a case that is a lav bar hazoya. If it's a lav bar hazoya, is loy. So my male, so doesn't even din shirayim. The whole din shirayim is only something that theoretically you could have been mazes. So my male, if it wasn't huzo, so my male, it's shirayim from the hazo. Wasn't this? It's left over. But this was bechal ala bar hazoy. So Rapop is saying, if according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, there won't be a din shvicha shirayim on the third case. Omar lei Rav Huna berei de Rav Yeshua le Rav Poppe. Adarab. Afilu leman da Omar kois echod oise chavei roi dochi. No, I'll tell you pumfaket. Afilu according to the man the Omar that says that kois echod oise chavei roi dochi. According to the Tanakame, that if he had four koises full of dap, and he used the first case for all four matonis. Hani mili. Now we'll see this a machlokes a girsois between the Gemara and Rashi. Well, first we'll say the Gemara's girsa. Hani mili the dachye biyadayim. That is dafke if it was dachye biyadayim. That means he could have used the other cases for zrike, and he was matre the other cases. So it was dachye biyadayim the other cases from zrike. So a kois that was dachye biyadayim, that means he could have used it, and bedavke he didn't use it. So just like it's dochui, so the din dchiye sheboy makes it not roi for shirayim either. It was dochui. Avol heiche de loy dachye biyadayim. But by us, it's not, there wasn't a dichui biyadayim. That means lemaisi you can't use it because this arif. That means there wasn't a dchiye biyadayim over here. The circumstances made that this third kais, the circumstances had made that this third kais cannot be, you can't be maze from the third kais, you can't be maze from the third kais because it was nesarev, it's a kais shel taruvis. So due to the circumstances, you can't be maze. But there was no dichui biyadayim. There's a svara of a dichui biyadayim. A dichui biyadayim is a poistol. He says here there was no dichui biyadayim. So a filu, according to the Tanakame, it will be kosher l'shirayim. So according to this girsa, the Briskerov and I saw the Mikdash David both say pshat in the Gemara, that be'emesin vayis tochoyis, that the svara of the Tanakame is not that it's not called shirayim. Since you weren't zoyrik from this kois, it's not called shirayim. If that would be the lomdis, so was kept the dachye b'dayim, nish dachye b'dayim. I wasn't, the vayse of atona was not given from this kois. So vayse the kois that be'etzim the shame shirayim, it has, because fakert, you were zoyrik, you, this is all these three koises are dama kolden. So it's called shirayim. It's adatma, it's called shirayim, even though there was no specific zrike or matone from this case. But there's a new svara of dachye biyodayim. If I can't tell what I didn't use it. I had four cases of dam chatos, and I didn't use these other three. So that's called the dichui biyodayim. So a dovo shenitche, just so it's nifsal filu for shvicha shirayim. That's the lumdus of this gemara. That's what the Buskerov and the Mikdash David says. The Mikdash David clears the shaila. He brings the rainitus there, but the shaila is a beautiful shaila. He says, so if that is the lumdus of the chachamim of Dachya B'yadai, so he says, what will be the halacha if a person filled up 5 koises for a chatos, and he used 4 koises for 4 matonis, and the 5th kois, he couldn't use it for a matonis because there's only 4 matonis with a maton. So he is mitzadet to say, so could be that's a cool dachye b'yadayim. It's not, there's a besunder alumnus of dachye b'yadayim. That means I could have used it, and I didn't use it, so that's called, that's a din dichui. So the din dichui makes that it's possible l'shvicha shirayim. But if there were 5 koises and you only can make 4 matonis, could be that's not called dachye b'yadayim. But the mice, he says, that's also called dachye b'yadayim. That could be he didn't use this. This for the 4th maton, that is also called dachye b'yadayim. Being zarayif about gemara. Aber al kaponim, that is the lomdus of the gemara. That is the lomdus of the gemara. Now, let us see Rashi. Mikzas domim nisarvu kigoin shenishpach mishnei mizrokais. It was nishpach, poured out. Lesoich mizrok shlishi reikov. V'nishtayir behem b'chol echad ve'echad. He says it was spilled out into a 3rd mizrok and it was left over still in the 2 mizrokis, 1 dam aporo, 1 dam asor. Pshita lidechi yoiv matonis mevadoim yoiv. Mima shenisha b'mizrokis, that's no shayla. Ma homi boilon, hanach shenis arvu b'shlishi shirayim have, ki ilu loinis arvu, v'li yisoid mizbeach achitzin osli. Kedisnan shiori adom o yeshoifach ha yesoid marovi shemizbeach achitzen oidu medchuyim ninu hoyul ve'ein matones o rishoinois nitnu mimenu. Since the matones rishoinois were not knitten from this 3rd kois, therefore la'ame shebazore amivies kol lichloch hazor al-nachol kidrenos. So we hear the machloikes, Rav Poppe and Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Rav Poppe said, "Afilu mandom b'Reisel kama koisachas ken kibul dam b'shtei koisos benoson es kol amatonis akronis mekoisachas." Avol hay di yoiv minei. As she is going, I'm quoting the Afilu mandom koisachad esach veredochi. The Rashi going on Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Avol hay, so Rashi doesn't say. The yoiv mine, the Rashi's name, the girsa loy dachye b'yadayim, avol hai, the yoiv mine. So Rashi's girsa was, hosom, the loy yoiv mine. Avol hai, the yoiv mine, shrei hadomim, halolu, shebe mizrak shlishi, this dam of the mizrak shlishi, niskablu bishnei hamizrokais, sheniten mehen hamatonais. So the Brisker Rav explains Shitas Rashi. Rashi the different girsa. Hanim ilahosam the lo yohiv minei avolhoche yohiv minei. And Rashi learned the shaila as follows. The shaila of the Gemara was, according to Rashi, that according to the Chachamim, for example, according to the Chachamim, the reason why if he was memale dalet kaisis and he was only zayrik from one kais, so the reason is not because dachye b'yadayim. That's our gilsa. Rashi learned different shat. The tzvar of the chachamim was the reason was because it doesn't have a shem shirayim. That means shirayim is only from the kais that amatona was given from. So that which is left over from the kois shenitim boy matonis, that's called shirayim. That's shirayim of the matonis. But if I filled up 2 koises and I gave matonis from 1 kois and I didn't give anything to the other kois, that's not called shirayim. That is the sfore of the chacham. The blessed Rav Shimon knows that forget everything is called shirayim. So the machloikas between, according to Rashi, according to the machloikas between the blessed Rav Shimon and the chachamim is that kufa. Does it have a shem shirayim dafke from the kois shenitin mimeno matonis? So whatever is left over from that kois, that's called shirayim of the matonis. So therefore, there's a din shvitas hayusoy. Or all the domim has a din of shiraim, even though beprot, this is a zrike from the dama kolm, so everything else is shiraim. Even though beprot, you see, did not make a matana from the second case. So in Mele, so Rashi learned shat in the Gemara as follows. Rashi learned shat, so here, Rabhuna Bereid Rabbi Shu wanted to say alumdus. Rabhuna Bereid Rabbi Shu wanted to say as follows, that over there, if he filled up four cases, so that the Tanakama holds, it's not called Shirayim, because the dam in the other three cases, it's not called Shirayim for Matonis, because no Matona was ever given. This is not Shirayim from the dam that a Matona was given from. So Mamela, there's no Din Shvita Shirayim. Masha Enkein, in our case, the third kais is not, but the third kais came from the first two kaises. So Mamela, so this is Shirayim of the first two kaises. This is not, they didn't put the third kais underneath the Tzavra Behemah. This is Shirayim of the first two kaises. He gave Domim from these two kaises. It came to the third kais, this is Shirayim from the first two kaises. So therefore the Gemara says, that over here could be afil according to the Chachamim, it has Hashem Shirayim. So that's, but it's two distinct kirsois and two different lumdas and how to learn shat in the Gemara. That's what Rashi means over here. Haydi yoiv minei, shrei adomim halolu, shebemizrak shlisi niskablu b'shnei mizrokis. This dam comes from the shnei mizrokis. Shenose mehem amatonis, shenite mehem amatonis. So Memele, so therefore, here, the dam in the third case over here is zichus shirayim of the dam shenitzen by matonis, because it comes from the first two cases. So shenitzen by matonis, so Memele, this dam zichus is a din shirayim. Now let us just chaza over again the beraisa. The sanya, now that we've been the beraisa. Lamaila huaymer, it says by the soyer hatos of a nosi, ves domoy yishpoich. Ulamata huaymer, the eskol domoy yishpoich. When it says the siiro, that is a hatos for a yochid, it's eskol domoy yishpoich. Minayin, so the Tanakam says, lamayin lechatos, shekibul domo barba kaisis. The nosan mize achas, shekulam nishpochem li yisoid. That each case has a din shirayim tamalayim ves kol doma yishpach. Yochel afilu nosan alba matones me'achas mehem. That also there's a din that all the three cases have a din of shvicha shirayim tamalayim ves doma yishpach, not kol doma. Now, be'emesin, I had a psashtikal ha'ore on the Tanakame. The Tanakame has a limud that he filled up four cases. And he made a matana from each case, so he brings a posik ves kol domo yishpach aribui that you make shvicha shirayim from all four cases. So l'chayr I had a other. Why do you need a ribui for this? Vashteitzach. Vashteitzach. Each case the dam that's nishar is shirayim. He made a matana from each case, so he made four matanas. Each case he made a matana from. So memela. So this is shirayim from the matanas. So why do you need a ribui to tell me, kol domo, need a ribui to tell me that lamaiser is called, that they're all called shirayim. So I saw in the Mikdash David, it seems there's a more de kechidish over here. Because the halach is as follows, that by Adam Chatos, im nosan matona achas kipel. So lamaiser is asoi. The first case, after he put the matona, on that, so that's called, so but the evidence of kosher is called, but the evidence of kosher is niskap. So the first case, that's ichah shirayim, that's no shaila about it. The second case is lemitzvah. Now, by the second case, if he only gave the matona of the second case, so b'emison, the second case is nishtahin and nishtahel. The mitzvah wasn't nigma, the mitzvah is you have to make, three other matonas you have to make. So if he would take three matonas from the second case. No. So memele, so this is so called the matonis lemitzvah that achatas needs were made from the second case. So this is called shirayim also. But from the second case, he only made one matana. So the mitzvah wasn't nigmal with this matana, and it was niskapa with the first matana. So mehechi teisi that has a din shirayim. This is a pishirayim of, so that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of kol domoi. That means if a matone was taken from this case, even though the it's niskapa with the first matone, and the mitzvah wasn't niskayim till the other three matones, achal pikein, it has a chshivus of a matone to make shirayim. That is the chiddush. So that's why, so it's good why you need a kol. Yeah. Tamaloyim is called Dome Yishpech. Yochel afilu nosen alba matones me'achas mehen. Afilu he gave alba matones me'achas mehen. Talmud loyma ve'ez Dome Yishpech. If he gave all the matones from one, so then it says ve'ez Dome Yishpech. Hu nishpach li yisoyt ve'hin nishpachim lamo. Lezebav shimen loyma. Minayin lechatos. Shekibol doma baba kais is nus naba matonis mechabem, shekulon ishpochem li yisoi, tamaloim is called doma ishpoch. Pableza barab shimon aksiva is doma ishpoch. What's the case when you're not shayfach called doma? Amaravashi lamuti shirayim shabetzavo baim. So this we had already learned already. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, lamailo aima bachatos de soyer nosi, Ve'ez domo yishpoich, there it says, ve'ez domo yishpoich, b'shirayim ksiv, lo'y ksiv hoche kol, ulamata b'chatesh yochid b'shirayim dido ksiv kol. Hori galsinen, minayin l'chatesh shekibol domo ba'arba k'isois, v'nosan mize'achas, shekulom nishpochem li'isoi tamaloy me'ez kol domo yishpoich. Yochel afilu nosan arba matones me'achas me'hem, Tamad loyma, ve'ez doma yishpach. Hu nishpach li yisoyed, ve'en nishpachim lama. Ablaza b'bshimin omar, minayim lachata shkibol doma ba'ba kais, nosna ba matonis, mikais echot, shekulu nishpachim li yisoyed. Tamad loyma, ve'ez kol doma yishpach. Anakamasa v'kais oises chaveroi dochri. If you only took everything from one kais, and the other is nitche from Shiraim, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Sova, Kaisai says, Chaveri Shiraim. The one Kais makes the other Kais Shiraim. Now, this Taisvis, Iro Dama Paul, Soich Dama Soir, is going on the Mishneh. So let us just see, just like to refresh our memories, and let us see the Mishneh. Nachamot. It's the last Shur in the Mishneh. Iro Dam HaPol, so the Mishnah is speaking about after he had made the matonis, the hazoya and kodesh kadosh. After he made the hazoya and the heichel, k'neged haparoiches, the next step was, ira dam hapo, l'soich dam hasoya. He poured the dam hapo into the dam hasoya. Then, v'nosen asamole bereikom, then he poured back the Molei Bereikon. And what was the purpose of this? So let us see what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Iro dam hapo kedachsiv batonis hamizbeach velokach midam hapo midam hasoir. And he makes the batonis on the mizbeach. So Rashi says, midam shneyem yachtov. That means the matonis on the mizbeach hazov were from the taruvis of the dam hapo and the dam hasoir. Ponosan hamoli bigmar maporish chayza ma'are mizrik morei l'soich harekom kidei la'al v'nyofe to make sure that they get properly mixed up. Zok de gemor. Alati taisus first. Ira dam apor l'soich dam asoyim. Teimo. Da omrinon bepeirik hakoimetz rabbe. Hadobo yodua. Shedomoi shel par merube midam soyim. So the shaila is, so how can it be, it says, midam hasoyer vidam hapor, that's the lotion of the posik. So lechayre, after the taruvis, that's what, v'lokach midam hapor and midam hasoyer, after the taruvis it's not dam hasoyer anymore, because it became bottle beroit. That's the gemara's kasha in Menachis. Hadove yedu eshedome shol par merube midam soyer. Alamikan, la'oilem, shem avatlan zeza. So the Chachamim say that is a besondere din in oilem, oilem ala mizbeach, that they don't become this battle. Yeah, period. That's the dinner. Rabbi Yehuda holds mean b'mine lay bottle. The Chachamim hold that the reason why it's not bottle is because it's oilen name of atlam zeze. Frektach toisves psantosante kashen. Now, the kiva the ira dam po l'soich dam soil. Frektach toisves. If the Mishnah says that the seder was that he was ma'are the dam po in the dam soil. Bei batlonish l'chayre, you're ma'are the